Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Our podcasts and our courses are designed to help you with your English language learning, and we're largely focused on UK English. So, of course, people who speak US or American English and people who speak UK English can understand each other perfectly well. Some of our words are different, our accents are certainly different, but we definitely understand each other easily. So, as I've observed before, when you're learning a language, then to some extent, you take on the accent of your teacher. So if you're listening to me, you'll certainly be able to learn the British accent. My accent is one which would be well understood generally. It's a slightly northern accent, but not that much. So today, in the interests of you being able to learn British accent, I'm going to give you an example of what is called received pronunciation. And if you want to hear me attempt received pronunciation, listen right until the end of the podcast. Now, if you've not heard of it before, received pronunciation, or RP, as it's shortened to, is defined as the standard English which is spoken in southern Britain. But actually, received pronunciation is spoken by only around 2 or 3% of the British population. So what it's come to mean is a rather upper-class accent. People are more likely to speak in this way if they come from the south of England and if they come from a family with money, a family who are well off, upper class. You're more likely to hear RP, received pronunciation, in private schools. So there is standard southern English. My children have been brought up in the south, so if you hear their accents on our courses, that's Southern British. But RP, or received pronunciation, is now seen as quite elitist, more of an upper class accent. So I've selected a piece, a recording from YouTube for you to listen to, which demonstrates RP. The person speaking here is another actress. You remember we listened to Jodie Comer for a Liverpool accent a couple of weeks ago. So this is the actress Joanna Lumley. She's very well loved in the UK, and she's known for having a beautifully received pronunciation accent. Here she is to help you learn British accent.
It's episodes chosen specially from Blue Planet to the series, set to music originally composed by Hans Zimmer, the great Oscar-winning composer. So some of the little episodic bits are 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, some are 5 minutes, some are 4 minutes, little bits and pieces of this sensational series of underwater filming showing us the miracles that exist on our planet today with music.
So Joanna Lumley is talking about a project to put parts of the BBC television programme Blue Planet to music on a big screen. This is a David Attenborough series about animals under the ocean, with lots of underwater filming. So I'll read what she says. It's episodes chosen from Blue Planet 2, the series set to music originally composed by Hans Zimmer, the great Oscar-winning composer. So some of the little episodic bits are 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, some are 5 minutes, some are 4 minutes. Little bits and pieces of this sensational series of underwater filming, showing us the miracles that exist on our planet today.
So that's Joanna Lumley speaking in her RP accent. Just a bit of vocabulary. She's explaining the project. So it's a project to take bits of the series Blue Planet 2 and put it to music. And she says it's episodes. So an episode, E-P-I-S-O-D-E, is typically what a TV series is broken up into. An episode is probably an hour long. A series, S-E-R-I-E-S, is the whole thing, like Game of Thrones or Top Gear or Homeland or The Great British Bake Off are all series, and an episode is an individual programme or hour of the series. She says, little episodic bits. So episodic is just that word episode being used as an adjective. So she's talking about small bits of filming, and she says, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes long. Little bits and pieces. So she means parts of an episode. Bits and pieces is a very typically English phrase. Sensational means it's wonderful, it's great. And showing us the miracles that exist on our planet today. A miracle, M-I-R-A-C-L-E, is something amazing, something that's so fantastic, so wonderful that it's difficult to believe that it exists or it's real. So which words tell you that Joanna Lumley is speaking received pronunciation? Probably most of her words, but it stands out more on some. She says episodes. So the O is much tighter. I'd say episode. She says episodes. Can you hear the difference? The vowels are all much tighter, more formal somehow. She says Blue Planet 2. I would say Blue Planet 2. And the same with the word music, music. I'd say music. When she says little bits and pieces, her RP is really noticeable. And also on sensational underwater filming. So her vowels are much more tight than mine. I'd say underwater filming, and hers is more like underwater filming. When you come to learn British accent, Joanna Lumley's received pronunciation could also be described as a cut glass accent. So what's cut glass? Well, if you have a vase, V-A-S-E, a container to put your flowers in, and it's made of glass with a pattern, with angles and bumps and edges on the surface, then probably it's cut glass. And when we talk about a cut glass accent to mean the vowels are very tight and it's blue instead of blue, and the enunciation, the way of saying the words, is very precise. A cut glass English accent, it's also about social class. So if you have a cut glass accent, the chances are you are upper class. Notice my accent isn't cut glass, because I say glass instead of glass and class instead of class. Those are the more northern accent parts of my speech, and I'm very proud of them. So I don't have RP, but Joanna Lumley is a really good example of someone who has a beautiful RP accent. So there you are. Lots of help with Learn British Accent from Adept English. Don't forget, if you would like to have lots of English language listening material downloaded onto your phone, you can download 50 of our podcasts at the same time for a small fee on our website. So currently there are 3 groups of 50 podcasts that you can buy on our website at adeptenglish.com. You're paying a fee because we're saving you the trouble of downloading them individually one by one. That would take a long time. That is a lot of listening material. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.